Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on this house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. In a sense, I see the Lord Jesus smiling when in Advent we say, Come, Lord Jesus. I see him pointing out gently that, apart from the theology of the expectation of the second coming, we are invited to recognize the Lord has come and is within us and near. The Lord is present in the poor, the hungry, those suffering from illness, abuse, violence, loneliness of one kind or another, and we can take the Lord to these when we come to their aid, when we listen to them, support them, heal them, encourage them, whatever. That smiling Lord may in fact be saying, the waiting is mine. I await with grace and with patience the visit of you and your fellow disciples. Insofar as you did this to the least of my sisters and brothers, you did it to me. It is these who need the Lord's presence. It is these who need the Lord to come in the persons of you and me, disciples of Jesus. We can make the Lord's presence real, palpable, and redemptive. The rock on which we are invited in the Gospel according to Matthew to build our house is, I believe, the faith that gives meaning to what we do and say, together with the solid incarnation of that faith in the selfless and generous service of our neighbour. Without that expression of our belief, I'm sure, the repetition of prayer formulae are seeking to build on the flimsy sand that escapes even what we thought was the tight grip of our fist. This feature of the Christian gospel may be familiar to the ears of many, but it was revolutionary to the extent that the focus of religion in Jesus somehow came out of the synagogue and temple and went in search of people who needed loving support and assistance. It was here they would share the community of belief rather than in any formal text or rite. French Dominican Claude Geffrey is strong on this aspect of things in his latest book, Christianity, the Religion of the Gospel. The 6th of December is also the feast of St. Nicholas, 4th century Bishop of Myra in today's Turkey, and widely regarded as a reliable patron of children. His generosity saw to that, and his name, Santus Nikolaus, developed over time into our Santa Claus. And Nikolaus is patron of sailors and of so many cities that have important ports and docks. Bari in Italy, Galway in the west of our country, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Liverpool in our nearest neighbour, Sassari in Sardinia, and so many others further afield. If generosity is a major theme of our faith, and particularly perhaps at Christmas, and featured repeatedly in the life of Nicholas, and if the generosity to our sisters and brothers is foundational and basic to our own being disciples of Jesus, who is the foundational rock we seek to build our lives on, then we plead for an increase of grace to enable us to recognize such generosity. I was hungry and you gave me food. And we thank the Lord for the basic building block of our faith, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is among us.